Why We Can't Breathe. The demands and voices of protest are raised across America. Voices of men and women, of children even. Voices of rage. Voices of hope. Voices of deep mass discontent. These voices, as anguished as they are insistent, are voices of a generation that has been largely silent in the public square. Only through their poets and rappers have their voices been heard. But even then, commercial interest intruded, changing righteous rage into clever rhymes. Art, not imitating life, but sending it down a street it had not intended. Now, an awful truth emerges. Out of the sweet mouths of the youth, "We can't breathe," they shout. The "we" is instructive, for it reveals the collective consciousness emerging. We can't breathe. Why not? Because in the richest country on earth, poverty pitches pennies on the street corner, hoping against hope to hit. Because a simple education is beyond the ability of the neoliberal state to provide. Because today's school is tomorrow's prison, and a place where hatred and humiliation lives, not knowledge, not education, under the ridiculous rubric of "no child left behind." Because for too many children, childhood is but an illusion, as it was for Tamir Rice, a 12-year-old boy doing what boys have been doing for over a century. Playing with a toy gun becomes a death sentence. Because every hand and every face is turned against them, as futures are as bleak as lunar landscapes. "We can't breathe," they howl, but we can't hear them. The neoliberal state is too busy choking them to death. From imprisoned nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.